الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are now at the end of the Islamic year. Don't know how many of us are conscious of it, that we are now just 2-3 days left. Most probably Yawm al-Ahad, Sunday, will be the last year of 1445. When it is the end of the English year, everyone is aware of it. But we are Muslims, we should be more aware that the Islamic year is coming to an end, a new year is starting. This measurement of the year which we are talking about, this is also only by the fadl of Allah. First of all, time is the creation of Allah. Allah created time. We are living in time, everything we do is in time. But we don't appreciate this time Allah has given us. When did we ever make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the time He has given us? Wherever, whatever time we have got, we can't do anything if we did not have time. And another great ni'mat is the measurement of time. That how we say now the year 1445 is coming to an end. Where did we get this from? All our calculations that we do, I'm so old now. I came into madrasa this year. Juma namaz will be this time. All this measurement of time is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We are taking a flight on certain day, certain time. All that just didn't just come like that. It happened. Allah created time. And Allah gave us the measurement of time. And as obedient servants, thankful servants of Allah, we should make shukr to Allah. And this is what is called the ma'rifat of Allah, to recognize Allah, that you did all these favors for me. You have given me all this. So time is a very great thing. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah," the number of months by Allah, which Allah had fixed for us, "Ithna 'ashara shahran fi kitabillah," 12 months Allah had fixed, and that is in the book of Allah. Lawh-e Mahfuz, the original book, that how whatever was going to be done, created, it was written in that, "Ithna 'ashara shahran fi kitabillah." Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, and that was when Allah created the heavens and the earth. It was in the plan of Allah, and when Allah did the execution of creating the heavens and the earth, Allah kept it the same, the 12 months. It is like a person makes a plan of how he's going to build his house, and then he builds the house according to the plan. So this was in the plan of Allah, and Allah, when He created, He did it according to that. And ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, that is the solid way and the deen and the way which Allah has ordained for us. So we have been given this, and together with that we should also become conscious of our Islamic identity. That is, that is the end of the year now, when we should be conscious that 1445 is coming to an end. And that the years that we calculate in which our Islamic system is the lunar year, that is calculated with the moon. And this is also Allah's great fadl. And in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Nahnu qawmun ummiyun." We are people who are, in the literal translation, illiterate. But we are not people who go into a lot of calculation. That for the sighting of the moon, how to know is the first of the moon? If you go and work it with calculations, you need a lot of knowledge and a lot of depth in all these matters. Allah made it for this ummah, you just look for the moon. And everyone, wherever he is, in a city, in a jungle, on a mountain, all just look for the moon and you make your calculation according to that. So easy. Then for our namaz times, Allah made the calculation with the sun. If we had to calculate, the namaz times also should have been difficult. But Allah said, "Fajr, before sunrise." Anyone can see the sunrise. And before that, you must make your fajr. Zohar after zawal. To check zawal is very easy. You just take a stick and put it. In the morning, the shadow will be very long. And as the sun rises, the shadow becomes shorter and shorter. When it comes to its shortest point, and now on the other side it starts growing and becoming longer, that's the time of zawal. So everyone can do that, and you know now it's time for zohar. Asr before sunset, maghrib after sunset, isha after it has become dark on the horizon. So easy Allah has made it. So we should identify ourselves with our Islamic calendar, with Islamic times. We should do all our calculations with Islamic times. Today, unfortunately, almost all of us, we have no concept of time also, which was supposed to be according to the Islamic time. Our Tao time, even in our masjids now, we got this now, it's 20 past 12, 22 minutes past 12. But actually, our time is from the time of sunset is 24 hours finished. So our Maghrib is 3 minutes past whatever it is. 3 minutes past the 24 hours. Our Isha is about half past 1. But for us, Isha is half past 7. And our Zohar is also about 1, is about half past 7. But for us, we take it, our Isha is half past 1. Till not very long ago, in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, in the Haram Sharif, they had the old Islamic clock. But unfortunately, there also it is taken out. So we haven't got the Islamic time also. And we haven't got an Islamic ethos. Our life is not built on the Islamic way. And yet we regard ourselves as very good Muslims. Most of all who are sitting here, if we have to ask anyone, the students, when did you enroll in the masjid, in the madrasa? What will we, which year will we give? We'll give the English year. Though we are in a madrasa, we are Muslims, everything is run according to Islam, supposed to be, but we don't even know the Islamic year when we enrolled. Ask almost 99% of our ex-students who have graduated, which year you graduated, immediately the English year comes on. Few there are, mashallah, who give the Islamic year. Which year were you born? Who of us know our Islamic date when we were born? Very, very few. Oh, we have to think about it. But the English date, without a thought, we know exactly which English date. And we are supposed to, we regard ourselves, or people regard us as pious Muslims. But even the very basic thing, we are not still Islamic. So much so that many of our madrasas now, they are run from January to December. Whereas our madrasa should be running from Shawwal to Shaban. That is the correct way. And also, many madrasas are running Monday to Friday. That is also the English pattern. Ours is that we run from Saturday we start till Thursday. Friday is our public holiday, our holiday in the madrasa. So all these things we should try and bring the Islamic way. And we should start talking also and implement the Islamic way. Here on our namaz boards, we have got the Islamic time also which comes on. The English time is also there and the Islamic time is also there. But we get completely mixed up if somebody gives the Islamic time. Whereas we should be used to that. And we should not be following the English day. So Allah Ta'ala has fixed this for us, and we should be following that. And we should have our Islamic identity. Today we just, a person who is regarded as a pious person today, who regards himself also as pious, or people regard him as pious, our life is on a complete dunya pattern, which is the kuffar pattern. Only we have brought in some Islamic things on the outside. That is all. Our names are Islamic, alhamdulillah. That is also Allah's shukr. In about the 1950s, 60s, many, many of our people, they did not identify with Islamic names also. If a person's name was Harun, for example, everyone knew him as Harry. If a person's name was Sulaiman, Sali. All these other names also. Alhamdulillah, now, generally, Islamic names we identify with them. And at a later stage, then people were keeping the children's name, and still in some countries, still now, according to film stars' names, according to some actress, according to some singer, according to that they keep names. Whereas we have been given the most beautiful names, the names of the Anbiya, the names of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, those are the names we should keep. So we should identify ourselves fully with Islamic date and calendar. So, inna iddatu shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahrin, 12 months. Minha arba'atun hurum, 4 of those months are the sacred months, of which this month now is coming to an end, Zulhijjah also. Then the next month, Muharram, is also a sacred month. And the month of Muharram has got great virtues also. Every day's roza of Muharram is like keeping 30 days roza. So if we keep every day roza for 30 days, it will be like 30 times 30, like 900 rozas we kept if we keep in the month of Muharram. And then of course the 10th of Muharram particularly has got more value. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made hijrat and came to Medina Sharif, he found that the Jews were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. When he asked them, why are you fasting? They said that it was on this day that Allah Ta'ala gave us salvation from Fir'aun. He gave us najat and we got saved from Fir'aun. And for that we are making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, we are more rightful in following Musa alayhi salam than what you people are. Because the Jews, they changed the Torah also. They killed so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. They did so many wrong things. More the deen of the Jews, the actual deen which Allah revealed, more who is following that are the Muslims. So we have got a greater right to keep this roza. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, we will also keep this roza. So we see that to do good things, see where. Al-hikmatu dhalatul mu'min. Wisdom, good things, are the lost things of a mu'min. Wherever he finds it, he has the more greater right to it. We should follow the good and right things. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if I live next year, I will keep 2 rozas, the 9th and the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. And that was to differentiate, to make it clear, we are different from other people. We are different from the Jews. Though we took the inspiration from there, but we are not like the Jews. We are different. So we will keep 2 rozas, not only 1 roza. So, yeah, inshallah, we will all keep this roza, the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. In the madrasa also, we make special arrangements for it, so that all can keep their fast, their rozas of these 2 days. But the important thing is here to note that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us even in our deeni matters, which was a matter which Musa alayhi salam had provided, who was a Nabi of Allah. And we all believe and accept him as a true Nabi of Allah. But even in there, we will show as Muslims, we are different. So we will keep 2 rozas. So how much more mustn't we be in our whole life that we are different from everyone else? That is what Islam has taught us. In fact, this new calendar, new date, the year that is going to start, 1446, most probably on Monday this year. So that was also when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was the Khalifa, they were following the calendars that were there. But he said, we are a nation of our own. And we must have our own calendar also. And then he made mashura with the Sahaba that from when must our calendar start? Like the Christian calendar, which we call the Gregorian calendar, Christian calendar, is from the date of the birth of Isa alayhi salam. From the date of the birth of Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is from there. And they write that B.C., if it is the date before the birth, before Christ. B.C., if it is before that. And ours is that our calendar, one suggestion was, from the time of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that was one suggestion, which was an important date also. Another somebody suggested from the time the first wahi came down in Ghari Hira, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, which changed the whole course of the history of the world from that date. Many other dates were also suggested. One was the date of the Hijrat also, the time when the Muslims made Hijrat and they left, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarramah to came to Medina Sharif. And that date was accepted. And therefore we call it the Hijri calendar, because it starts with the Hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We refer to dates before Hijri, that is certain 5 years before Hijri, 10 years before Hijri, and the rest of our dates are after Hijri. So we are now at the end of 1445, is 1445 years after the Hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif. This was a great event which shows that for Islam, for deen, where we have to have our own identity, where we don't identify with the non-believers. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ I don't worship those things which you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا عَابُدُ And you don't worship our things. And again repeat it. وَلَا أَعْبُدْ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ مَا عَابُدُ I don't worship your things, we are different. And لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ You have your way of life, I've got my way of life. Our way. But as Muslims, how much do we maintain our way of life? Our dressing, our lifestyle, our education system, the building of our houses, the anything, the furnishing of our houses. If we want to furnish our houses also, we will now, before it was magazines we should go to. Now you go on the internet and you see how houses are furnished. And that is all the kuffar, dunya people. That's not the Islamic way. What is the Islamic way? We don't even think about it. The design of the house that we must have. And Islam has shown us the Islamic architecture also, which is practical, which is the actual way. But we're just following in the West. So much so, they have got an open kitchen. We also have an open kitchen. And now they got an open toilet also. So even the toilet, people are seeing you sitting in the toilet. Now, how many of our people got that also? Everything, we're just copying them. They have a swimming pool. If I can afford it, I must have a swimming pool. They have a tennis court. If I can afford it, I must have a tennis court. Everything, we just follow them. So we should try and differentiate. So from even the fasting of the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will be different from the Ahl-e Kitab. And also, what a big irony, and how values are in opposition to one another. When we make namaz, we are making namaz, and the highlight of namaz is Surah Fatiha, which we read in every rakat of our namaz. If it's a silent namaz, the imam is reading on our behalf. And if it is namaz, in the third and fourth rakat, the Hanafis don't read. But it also comes, Iqra' fi nafsik. Read Surah Fatiha in your heart. Though we don't read it verbally, the Hanafis, Shafis read. Hanafis don't read. But in your heart, read it. And the highlight of Surah Fatiha is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Surah Fatiha has got 7 ayats. 3 ayats at the beginning are exclusive in the praises of Allah Ta'ala. And the last 3 ayats are exclusive in our request from Allah, what we are asking. And that is Sirati Mustaqim. The middle ayat is half Hadha Baini wa Bain Abdi, between me and my Banda. That we say that Iyyaka na'budu, only it is you that we worship, O Allah Ta'ala. That is also still in the praises of Allah. And the other half, wa iyyaka nasta'in, and it is only from you that we seek help. On reading that, Allah Ta'ala says, Hadha baini wa bain abdi wa li abdi ma sa'al. This is between me and my Banda. And for my Banda is what he has asked. And what did he ask? sirati mustaqim. And then the next three ayat are the definition of what sirati mustaqim is. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people who you have blessed. And who are those people? In another place, Allah Ta'ala gives the tafsir of that. Al-ladhina an'amallahu alayhim min al-nabiyyin, wa-siddiqin, wa-shuhada, wa-saliqin. The path of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. The siddiqin, the shuhada, and the saliqin. That is the path. And then a thing becomes properly clear when you explain the opposite of it also. That is the path we want, not the path of ghayril maghdubi alayhim. The path of whom, of the people whom Allah became angry upon. That is the path of the Jews. Walad dhalin, and neither the path of the Christians. We don't want that at all. A person is reading this, but he's dressed like a Jew. He's dressed like a Christian. His clothes, his ways are non-Muslim ways. How many of us, now it's madrasa days, we are here, but even students, when it's holidays, we go for a holiday, then we got our Bermudas on, and our T-shirts on, and what all the rubbish written on the T-shirts, we also dress like that. How many of us, our sitter is open when we are gone for holidays. The women folk, they dress, they got some hats they are wearing. And they got their sunglasses. And the sunglasses also at the back. If you want to protect your eyes, the sunglass must be on your eyes. But the sunglass is here at the back. Or it is here on top. What purpose is it? But they are doing it, so we also must do it. We just have to copy them. Whereas, if you're wearing sunglasses to protect your eyes, you'll wear it on your eyes. You won't have it at the back here. Which eyes you got at the back? Or you won't have it on top. But this is how, and we are saying, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. But we're following the stupid wrong way. And more stupid we are, that we are saying, oh Allah, show me the straight path. And I don't want the ways of the Jews and the Christians. I don't want the ways of the non-Muslims. And I'm dressed like that. I got my Bermuda on. I got my T-shirt on. I got my jeans on. And that also torn jeans, for which I pay more money than good jeans. Or patchy jeans. Or I got my half socks on. And for half socks, I pay double the price. For proper full socks, that I pay the price. But for half socks, just because it's special, I pay double the price. So this is the irony of us as Muslims. And we were supposed to be the people to show the world that the sirat-i-mustaqim, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. We have been taken out not for our benefit, not for dunya, not to do business and big investments or holidays of this dunya. We have been taken out for the benefit of mankind, that we guide people to the right path. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayh, what a great alim and what a great point he explained, which inshallah the students will really enjoy and benefit. What a great point of ilm that he had made. He said the hadith, khayrul qurun qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. What normally we all understand and we accept, and which is correct also, the best of times are khayrul qurun. The khayrul qurun, the best of times. Which are they? Qarni. My time, the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and then the time of those people who came after me, the Sahaba رضي الله عنه. And ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and then the Tabi'een. So there's three times, the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of the Sahaba, and the Tabi'een and Tabi Tabi'een. This was the best time in the history of the world. This is the best time, which is about 250 years, this period. But Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, Allah reward him greatly for this very valuable point, he said that, yeah, the time is not referred to. But what happened in this time, that is being referred to. And in Balaghat, students have studied those in the third, fourth year onwards, that you sometimes you take the name of a thing And you don't mean the thing, but what is in the thing. Right? Jaran Nahar. The river is flowing. The river is on its place. The water is flowing. Or you say, my nose is running. Or somebody's nose is running. So his nose is not running. His nose is on its place. But the mucus inside is running. So like that he said, the time is not the what is referred to. What happened in that time. That is what is being referred to. That is, and he said, whoever will do the amal of what happened in that time, till the day of Qiyamah, they are connected with Khairul Qurun. And whichever person will do that which happened in the time of Khairul Qurun, that person will be connected with Khairul Qurun. And what was the three things happened in that time of Khairul Qurun? The three periods. The first period was of Dawat. That the Sahaba, for about 90 years, 100 years, it was only Dawat. And they spread Islam to the four corners of the world. They sacrificed everything and they went. This was that Kuntum Khaira Ummatin, Ukhrijat Linnas for that. Then came the next period, which was the time of ilm, knowledge. Of the two types of particular knowledge, the Fuqaha. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was the first on the scene. And then Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Malik rahimahumullah. This was their time when all fiqh became mudawwan. And all the laws of Sharia, they were drawn up as we have them today. What is halal, what is haram, what is makruh tahrimi. All the details was done. And after that came the time of the Sufiya. That is the time of Tazkiyatul Nafs. time came after that. And this was the time now when Islahi Nafs and Tazkiyatul Nafs from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it came down to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, and then it flowed in the Ummah and is carrying on also till today. So these are the three great words which Allah refers to with the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. That was the one ayat. Then, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا in سَيَقُولُ. And then in fourth supara lantana, where Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. And then in Surah Jum'ah, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. So these four ayats, Allah has explained these three words. Tilawat al-Qur'an, ta'aleem of hikmat, ta'aleem of Qur'an, hikmat, kitab and hikmat, and tazkiyah in nafs. So tilawat al-Qur'an was by Qur'an Sharif, they read the Qur'an and they gave da'wah towards Islam. And then the ta'aleem was the time of the fuqaha and the muhaddithin. And then the time of the Sufiya, Tazkiyah Nafs and Nisbat Ma'Allah was the time of Tazkiyatul Nafs, which the Quran is explicit. Many people, Salafis, they say the Tazkiyah Nafs is bid'at. Allah has mentioned it so many times in the Quran Sharif. Tazkiyah Nafs in Hadith Jibreel, Wamal Ihsan. Is also the same thing. And ta'budallah ka'annaka tarah. To build that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Without that, there is no value or in all our ibadat, etc. So these are the things which Allah has given us. And at the beginning of this year now, let us become conscious of our Islamic identity. Identify ourselves with Islam. We are in Islam. Bring Islam into our lives now. We haven't brought Islam in our lives. We are in Islam, but we haven't brought Islam in our lives. In all our matters, our identity. Today our talking, very few got inshallah on our tongues. When we talk of anything, we start eating, no bismillah generally. After eating, no alhamdulillah. Wearing clothes, who of us know the dua when wearing clothes? When entering the house, everywhere we are supposed to have an Islamic identity. But the Western way, that is in everything, we follow them like a lizard that goes back to its hole. We following them and going into the hole like them also. May Allah guide us and let us understand our great deen which Allah has given us and what a great important role we have to be playing in this world. The short while we have got, and for about 50 years we have got. Average age of a person between 60 and 70. So he's 65. About the first 15 years, we are still nabaligh, we don't know. So we have got 50 years to prepare, not for 500, not 5,000, not 5 million and billion and trillion, but endless time. We only have got 50 years. So our time is very limited to do a job that is endless. And we can't waste time. And we are wasting time all the time. Allah Ta'ala guide us and let us realize our responsibilities and duties and get engaged in what we have to be doing.